This is probably the last formal words that I will have as your pastor today. And I'm sharing with you from my room at Arbor Hospice here in Ann Arbor. And none of this is planned. It's all off the top of my head, so I ask for your patience there. This past Tuesday, I had my regular doctor's appointment and had lab work done and went home. And I was told at that appointment Tuesday that my liver was beginning to go down, and that, of course, is a very key component to life. And no sooner got home Tuesday, maybe an hour or so, and they told me I needed to get back to the hospital through the emergency room. And my liver is failing, and they admitted me, and the doctor, my oncologist, told us that I had a matter of days or weeks to live. Of course, God's in control of all that even yet. Could go on longer rather than shorter, but I continued on in the hospital and now have been transferred to the hospice care. Very, very nice place in Ann Arbor. I've made calls on patients here many times, and this is where I expect my life to end in however time that the Lord has left. So I want to just take 5, 10, 15 minutes here this morning with you. However this all goes, and whatever God allows me to say here, I may run out of breath because I am on supplemental oxygen, but I don't have that on me right now. First of all, I want to tell you how much I love all of you. What a pastorate you have allowed me to have here at Calvary Baptist Church. I've said many times, and I've meant it every time, God saved the best for last for me, and I hope that you have that feeling as well. What a privilege, a blessing, and a joy it has been to serve as the pastor of this church. As the service proceeds, our wonderful deacon chairman, Dave Dietz, will share with you how things will progress. But we've been having these discussions and preparations in the deacon's meeting for a while now. So they're not caught off guard. Plans have been made. And God is and will take care of the church. I can tell you that it is a marvelous thing to see God have a wonderful beginning of my ministry following our dear brother, Pastor Don Rowe, who I know well, as one of my special best friends, stepping in and following his ministry. And God is now setting a precise time for the end of my ministry at the church. I may shed some tears here, so bear with me. This is a very emotional period of time for me, but everything's under God's control. That's so clear, clear to the deacons and clear to myself. And so I praise the Lord for how he brought me there and how he is ending my ministry there, and how Pastor Matt has been a part of all that, being a good friend and longtime servant at the church when I came, and we've been able to work together, and he will be able to work with our deacons to continue a transition period of time that Dave Dietz will talk with you more about as the service has progressed on. But I want to tell you all how much I love you. I want to tell you that God's grace is real. God bless each and every one of you. You've been so good to me, good to my family, and I can tell you, as I've been in the hospital this week, God has allowed me to minister. In fact, this morning I was sharing with one of the dear Christian nurses that God has brought along, and just asked her how her day was going, and she just said they were really having a rough day and struggling and, you know, some difficult patients. And so I asked her right there, can I have prayer with you? And I prayed with you. And when I left this afternoon, she said, Pastor, I'll never forget this day and our prayer together. And she's a dear sister in the Lord. We've made sure of that. Yesterday I had, with my family present, I had a lengthy conversation with my oncologist about the Lord and challenging him if he knew he was going to heaven someday when he died. He listened to every word and actually wanted to have more, and we were unable to. But I've had 4 o'clock this morning when I woke up and couldn't sleep any longer. Had about an hour conversation with my overnight charge nurse. Learned she was a believer. We talked at length about the things of God and about how God could strengthen her and give her more of what she needed. And wonderful, wonderful, loving conversation. And it's been like that all week. It's been one believer after another that God has brought my way. You know, my tech this morning, all morning, is a believer looking forward to the return, second return of the Lord, just as we all are. And just really spent the day more in fellowship with him than in receiving medical care with him, and even talking about things out of God's precious word. And God's been doing that all week. He's been bringing one believer after another through my door, and opportunity to talk with them and fellowship with them. And it's been a wonderful, wonderful thing. So God is going to get me to the finish line. I've got a little more work to do, I'm sure, but from my hospice room here, God's going to get me to the finish line. I just want to ask you, are you going to follow God to the finish line? Are you ready to, truly ready to meet the Lord, truly ready to serve him? Old people, I don't want to hear about how old you are. There's people for you to minister to. I am literally on my deathbed, and I'm having opportunity after opportunity to minister. So these excuses aren't going to weigh with me any longer, because I'm living it out. I'm experiencing it. And what a joy it's been to preach God's precious word to you these past nearly 7 years, and the 2 interim years added to that, that we were searching for a pastor. What a joy it's been. I also want to say how wonderful the deacons have been. You have good deacons in this church. Trust them. Trust them. They're going to do what's right. They're going to trust the Lord. They're going to go however fast or slow God wants them to go in finding the next step in God's plan for Calvary Baptist Church as a pastor. And I'm just confident of that. And I want to tell you again, I love these men. They have been so good to my family on behalf of you, their church. And I cannot say enough about that and about them. So again, you've got good deacons. And what could I possibly say about Matt Mickelson? He has been with me every step of the way and has bared the load these last months when I couldn't. He's carried the load. I love him. And let me tell you, he has loved me every step of the way and stood with me for anything I have needed every step of the way. What an assistant pastor you couldn't have had better. So God has given us a great church, a great family of believers, a praying family of believers, a family of believers that loves one another and has shown their love for one another. And I just cannot say again what a great, great church this has been and this is. So just continue to love one another, dear ones, and continue to pray for one another, continue to serve one another, And I have no doubt that God has special things ahead for Calvary Baptist Church. But live it out. Live it out. I'm telling you now from personal experience, it can be done. And just follow the Lord to the end of the line. Maybe Jesus will come before any of us die. I don't know. He certainly could rapture his church before that. But I'm telling you, follow him. Follow him to the very end. He is faithful, and he'll use you, and he'll care. It may seem like you're in desperation. He will care for all your needs. I see that firsthand now because he's doing it for us. He's done a lot of it through you all. So I'm about out of breath, but I just want to tell you, trust the Lord, love him, serve him. Don't put other things ahead of him in your life. Let him have first place in your life. Yes, families are precious. These things are precious. Earthly involvements or opportunities are precious. But I'm telling you what, don't put them ahead of serving Christ. That is where your real joy is. That is where your real strength is. I've told that again this week to my family. And God has blessed me with a wonderful, wonderful family with our two daughters, their husbands, my son. And especially, I can't say enough about my dear wife. We have had some very precious exchanges that mean more to me than when she said I do 40 years ago. Our anniversary was 40 years on January 3rd. And she has been faithful to me as a wife every step of the way. And I love her dearly. And pray for her. Pray for my family and my children in these days. And that God would lift them up, take care of them, provide for all of their needs every step of the way. And he will. And he is doing that in many ways through Calvary Baptist Church. Thank you, church family. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for loving Jesus. And if I can get out to a service, I will. If God gives me a Sunday here or there that I can use that nice new ramp and get there in a wheelchair, I don't know what will happen, but this may be the last time I'm able to share with you. But if I can come to a service, I will. I would ask you, in terms of visiting here, to always check, because I have some bad days, as you've seen me have. And for the most part, visitors are, I can't handle that. But if you want to email me, I'll have my computer here, or call. And if I can see you, I will, but don't just randomly come. I can't handle it. So God bless each and every one of you. Thank you. There's so many of you I could start specifically naming, but I can't do that because I'll leave somebody out, and I don't want anybody to get hurt. Say, why didn't Pastor talk about me? Because I love him too. And I know you do. Just know that I know you do. And I know every one of the things you guys have done means so much to me, but I have to leave it at that. God bless you. Go forward with Christ. I love you. And may God be with each and every one of you.
Our pastor's finishing up. Praise God. And God did save the best for last. I want to say that Pastor Graham's news came as a shock to me this past Friday morning. We all knew he wasn't doing well, but I had no idea that his life expectancy was anywhere as short as it is. Nearly a month ago, I spoke with Pastor Graham about the announcement I'm about to give you, and after that, our deacons had set this day for me to give it to you. Originally, my announcement was the only one that was going to be made today, but in his sovereignty, God added Pastor Graham's announcement to it. So then here's my announcement. Last summer, my wife Beth was asked by her company whether she would be willing to move to Boise, Idaho, if a job became available for open for her there. As a result, my family and I have been praying about that possibility ever since, and believed that if God did open a position for her there, that we would seriously consider moving there. Nearly a month ago, Beth did receive a promotion to become executive assistant to the president and other top-level executives of her company. After more prayer and earnestly seeking God's will, we are convinced that the Lord is directing us to move to Boise, Idaho, where her company is headquartered. As a result, as of August 14, 2016, I resigned my position as associate pastor here at Calvary. In June of this year, I plan to move my family to Idaho and get them established in a couple of weeks. After that, I plan to return from July 16 to August 14 to assist the deacons in this period of transition. Please know that I deeply love all of you good people here at Calvary. I hold countless memories of the last 15 and a half years with the greatest affection and joy. I want to thank Pastor Graham for allowing me to stay here as his associate during his years. I have the highest regard for him and consider it a great honor to have served beside him and to be his friend. I also thank our deacons. They are godly and highly capable men whom God will use to guide this church into the future. I further thank Pastor Don Rowe for hiring me back in 2000. He too is a true friend and a faithful shepherd. Lastly, I want to thank all of you who have supported me and my family through the years in countless ways. You've become more to me than just a church members. You're my friends as well. Please pray for us. With heartfelt appreciation and deepest love, Pastor Matthews.
Let me first say, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here in your presence. Pastor Matt, we love you. We love your family, Beth, Kristen, Austin, and Kent. Pastor Graham, we love you. We love all of your family dearly. We've had quite a morning so far. Frankly, the news is very, very difficult to hear, to assimilate, to absorb. But God is in this. God knows what he's doing. He knows the impact it has on all of us. And we know the Holy Spirit is the comforter. And that's why I said, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here in our presence. We want his Holy Spirit to be with these two precious families through every road they travel. And through the roads we travel, we know how much Jesus loves his church, how much he treasures it. That's clear from Scripture. It's of utmost priority. So a little bit of this could be repetitive even from what Pastor Graham already told you in that audio recording and from maybe what Pastor Matt had said. But within the past 2 months, we deacons, there are eight of us, We began to talk quite frequently about, okay, guys, we need to get organized for a pastoral search committee process. And we were freely talking with Pastor Graham about this, Pastor Matt, and the eight of us. Not only that, we were ordering good Christian books that we began to read that would provide guidance for us through this time. We had no idea of when Pastor Graham would be leaving us, but we knew that day would eventually come, maybe a little sooner than what we had thought. It was just before Christmas that we learned Pastor Matt and his family would be relocating to Idaho this summer. And that was shocking to us, just like it was shocking to all of you this morning. And so we scheduled January 10th today as the date that Pastor Matt would tell you these things. All of this was done with Pastor Graham's involvement, guidance, and blessings as well. So even on this past Monday evening, we deacons met with Pastor Matt, and Pastor Graham had planned to be there as well. And one of the major items we were going to talk about was this service, the announcement that Pastor Matt was going to make, and how all this would play out. So that's what we talked about, and that's what we planned for. However, on Wednesday, I was driving to Chicago, and I received a text message from Pastor Graham, and he said, "Dave, I'm in the hospital. Come to see me when you can, and we will talk." And I told him I would be back Thursday evening. And I was able to go see Pastor Graham on Thursday evening along with Phil Grimmett. We had a very special time talking with him. And I can sense just a peace within the room. Something I rarely experienced, just the peace that was there. So now the deacons had another announcement that had to be made today. And we decided you needed to know as soon as possible. And of course it was even a heavier burden because we also knew we had the Pastor Matt announcement. But yeah, it was the right thing to do. So we are very deeply saddened, like all of you are. But when God calls Pastor Graham home, we are going to press on. All of you and all of us, we're going to press on. And we are not going to sorrow as others who have no hope. So the deacons met again this past Friday evening to continue planning for today's service with the two announcements. And we involved Pastor Graham in those discussions, as well as Pastor Matt, to the limited extent that we could involve Pastor Graham. We also talked about what would be the most likely questions you would have. So we developed a list of questions which I would like to provide and to go through with you at this time. Jim, if you would load that slide presentation, I will go through these questions. I had a dear friend in Ohio, who's a believer, whom none of you know, sent me a text message yesterday with this scripture: "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." That's in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. I thought it was a very fitting email that I received based on all that was going on. I also awoke this morning to a text message that came in before my alarm went off. And it was from Pastor Graham. And here's what it says: "As I think of my beloved church this morning, I am lying on my bed listening to the closing invitation being given by Dr. Charles Stanley in a beautiful closing special number entitled, 'I Believe in a Hill Called Mount Calvary. The Old Rugged Cross Made All the Difference. As my breaths get weaker in my body, I can and am shouting, Hallelujah.'" Now let's go with the questions that we thought, logical questions that you might have. Let's go to the first slide. How can we help Pastor Graham, Marcia, and their family? And I'm simply going to read these to you. By upholding them in prayer, that's the first way we can help. The church will also be collecting a special love offering for the Graham family. We've actually been planning on doing this for some time. Didn't know exactly when the right timing would be, but we believe it is now. So over the course of the next 2 to 3 Sundays, if you would like to make a contribution to the Graham family, put it in a church envelope marked Pastor Graham or Graham family, and please make the check payable to Calvary Baptist Church. The deacons will ensure that every penny of that money goes to the Graham family. Another way that we can help the family is to provide meals. They've had some outside family members from other locations have come in to visit. They're spending as much time as possible up at the hospice with the pastor. So if you would like to sign up to provide a meal for the Graham family at their home, you can contact Shirley Miller. And I believe there is a website that's shown behind me right now that can facilitate that whole process. And certainly if you have any questions, please see Shirley. And we thank you, Shirley, for coordinating that. Let's go to the next question. I will also say about the visitors, I think we heard pretty clearly from a pastor. He just can't, he's very weak and he just can't receive visitors much. So if you do want to visit, you really need to go through Marcia first to make sure it's possible. And it may not be, but you still can send text messages, emails, or letters, cards, whatever, and we can help facilitate how you can go about that. Who is going to preach each Sunday? Let me read that answer. In the short term, Pastor Matt and other men in our church body will preach. Going forward, Pastor Graham has given the deacons the names of other pastors who could fill the pulpit, along with trusted seminaries to contact. The board will be reaching out to them to make sure the pulpit is filled with God-honoring preaching every Sunday. The deacons are deeply committed to making sure that whoever stands in this pulpit is preaching God's word and telling us what God has spoken, what he says. That's of utmost importance to us. Question 3. What's the plan to make sure everything keeps running smoothly here at the church? We will continue to benefit from Pastor Matt's ministry through the middle of August. That's a wonderful thing. A lot of times when an associate pastor or a senior pastor resigns, you may only have a month or less to prepare for that departure. We have like 7 months. So that's a tremendous blessing, even though, you know, it hurts us that that Pastor Matt and his family are leaving. You know, they've been here 14 years, and if you looked at the history of this church, there may not be one other associate pastor or senior pastor who served 14 years. We could have had a couple of senior pastors that were right in that range, but that is a long tenure, and we've been blessed in a mighty way. The deacons and pastors, including Pastor Graham, have been having regular discussions about what would happen if Pastor Graham had to step aside for health reasons, and that has happened. And the deacons will periodically update you about a transition plan with our first update by the end of February. Another commitment by the deacons is that we are going to keep you informed of what's going on relative to this interim period and relative to the longer-term plan and the calling of a senior pastor. Question 4. Who should I contact if I need pastoral care? You can still call the church office. Pastor Matt and others will continue their ministry to those needing counseling, prayer, and or hospital visits. You can also email Pastor Matt. His email address is shown here. And also, you can call him. His extension is shown here. 482-1990, extension 253. Question 5. How are we going to find a new pastoral staff? The first step we have to do is find a new senior pastor. The church constitution assigns the deacons to be the pastoral search committee. So the 8 men that are currently deacons will form the pastoral search committee, or the pulpit committee, as it's called in the constitution. And that process has already begun. You would be amazed at some of the work that's already been done literally within the last couple of days. In preparation, we've developed a checklist to help guide us, and we're reading books, as I alluded to earlier, describing a God-honoring and effective search process. So we are committed to providing you with regular updates about the search process, and most importantly, the deacons are committing to fervent prayer, knowing that God will direct the right men to our church. Please, please pray with us. And rest assured that we will have some services, whether they be on a Sunday night or a Wednesday night, that will be wholly dedicated to praying for our church and praying for the Mickelson family and the Graham family. Question 6, when will a new senior pastor be hired? That timing is up to God. The search committee is committed to doing its work completely and ensuring that the members of our church are provided with regular updates. Next question, when will a new associate pastor be hired? That will happen after a new senior pastor has begun his ministry with us. And the senior pastor will lead that process, working in concert with the deacons. Question 8, I have more questions. Whom should I talk to? You can talk to any of the deacons. I think they're all here this morning. There's Joe Capice, myself, Dave Jesse, Casey Kangas, Dave Krause, Mark Meredith, Alan Miller, and Jim Riddle. This is a particular note, too. You can also email us, cbcipsysearch@gmail.com. It's up there behind me, cbcipsysearch@gmail.com. We're going to be monitoring that email address. And if you have a question and you want to get information to us, feel free to reach out to us via email. You could actually even use that email address if you wanted to get a message to Pastor Graham. Perhaps, you know, this week, you wanted to get a message to Pastor Graham, you could literally send it to that email box. We will make sure it gets to Pastor and or his family or both. For now, that's the questions that we thought you would be most interested in knowing about. Again, in an email yesterday, I learned, and I think we heard it firsthand this morning, how much he appreciates his church family. Let me read something that he stated yesterday. He wanted to make sure that the church family understood how precious they have been to him. The church's care for him and his family has helped him get to a place of final peace. He is no longer worrying about his family as he sees how Christ is using his church to be instruments in the care of his family. And I want you to know that even though we deacons could not share with you everything we were doing to help him and the family, there was a lot of things going on behind the scenes that were a particular blessing to him and to his family, and they've repeatedly told us how much they do appreciate her. Pastor Matt and family, please know we'll be praying for you. We love you dearly, and I'm anxious to hearing more from Pastor Matt, and we're going to have plenty of time to say goodbye and farewell to them, as they will still be with us for many more months, and we're thankful for that.